One thing that works against Oklahoma this year is the schedule. Obviously, the home game against FSU and the second game, they have to go to Cincinnati, even though I think Cincinnati's getting way too much preseason love with all that they lost and with a new coach. Still, they're considered a top 25 team by most. And, of course, a very difficult Big 12 schedule. And I saw where Bobby Stoops kind of was blasting some of these schools that play cupcakes. And he's like, you don't get rewarded for playing tougher teams. Almost as if, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they really upped the ante with some marquee games. Now, some years, you know, with the scheduling the way that they are doing at Oklahoma, which I assume mirrors a lot of what other people are doing, you know, you've got to set out those marquee matchups so many years in advance that initially you may think, ooh, you know, there's an intriguing game. By the time you get to it, that team may or may not be any good, or they might be better than you think they were going to be, mm-hmm. too. So it's a little bit of a trick, but, you know, granted, they have set up their non-conference schedule where they've definitely got some games that you're just like, oh, this is going to be, you know, it could be as bad a blowout as you want to see, but then they've got some really tough non-conference games. I think that Florida State game is really intriguing in the fact that it's the second game out of the gate. Oklahoma's kind of had slow starts some years, so they've got to get going. You wonder who FSU is going to have on the field when time comes. It seems like they lose somebody almost every day.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Pat. I think that Cincinnati team may be a little bit too hyped by some people, but here's the thing that if I'm a Sooner fan, player, or coach, I'm worried about is that last year this team went on the road and really looked like a different team, in large part because Landry Jones looked like a different quarterback. Now, maybe that's all, you know, taken care of. Maybe he's gotten that out of his system, grown up, matured, everything like that. But this is their first road game, that Cincinnati game. So how do they look on the road for the first time this season is really going to be interesting to see. I'm with you. I don't think Cincinnati's as good maybe as some people think they are, but still, that's going to be a test for the defense, and it's going to be the first road test. And so how they shake out could be very, very telling and how good or how high the ceiling could be for this team.
We're talking with Jenny Carlson from the Oklahoman out in, of course, Oklahoma. I don't know if you're aware of that, but let's switch over to your favorite coach, Mike Gundy. And is he on the hot seat this year? I keep hearing that, and I'm a little surprised because, you know, a coach who goes 9-4, I know their expectations were a little higher, but usually don't think of a guy like that being on the hot seat. But I keep hearing that he might be.
Well, I think it's an interesting question because I don't get the feeling like the seat is any hotter than most college football coaches probably at a BCS school or an automatic qualifier school, as I'm now told we're supposed to refer to the BCS conference teams, whatever. Anyway, I do think that there are a couple things at play. One, Boone Pickens obviously has made a huge investment in Oklahoma State football, and Boone has said as much that he's not a young man. He is not making this investment for dividends to be paid in 20 or 30 or 40 years. He's making it to see dividends right now, and you know he wants championships. He wants a contender because he's not going to be around long enough to see 20 or 30 or 40 years down the line. So I think that is there's got to be some pressure, some heat in that. And then I also think that obviously you lose a lot of guys off of last year's team. Mike Gundy gives up his offensive coordinator spot. I just think there's a sort of a lot of, you know, things sort of tiling towards, okay, you know, how is this year going to go? And I think a lot of people are wondering if this will be, a big drop-off after you lose so many seniors, guys like Zach Robinson, Dez Bryant, obviously not a senior, but leaving for the NFL. You know, now that they're without that core of guys, what comes of this program? And, you know, I think a lot of people don't want to see a slide into a non-bowl year or something like that. I think that could be a real cause of concern for the coaching staff there. But, I don't know that his seat's at this point any hotter than anybody else's seat. But if this season goes really amiss and there's no bowl game, I think you could see that temperature rise.
Well, the good news for Mike Gundy is that he's got four automatic wins at non-conference, I would think.
Yeah.
With Washington State, Troy, Tulsa, and Lafayette. and that he's got Bill Young as his defensive coordinator. I'm a big fan of Bill Young's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think their non-conference does set up really, really well. Texas A&M is thrown in there early. They're playing them during their non-conference run of games, and that's a home game. They could get off to a 5-0 start. Now, if they were going to Texas A&M, I'd say that was a real cause for concern, but Texas A&M comes to Stillwater. I'm still not personally a believer in some of the hype that's out there around Texas A&M. They still don't. I mean, their defense still stunk last year.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody tell me where that's, you know, we're going to see dramatic improvement in that. So I think Oklahoma State, with their revamped offense, if they get it clicking and hit that Texas A&M game, that could be a really, really big win for them. I think that could be sort of like the Cincinnati game for Oklahoma. Could be a really telling tale for where they are. And, yeah, I agree with you on the coordinators. And Dana Holgerson's their new offensive coordinator, who they, you know, threw for, I don't know, 17,000 yards or something at Houston last year. Might have only been like 5,000 or 6,000.
Who doesn't?
But still,
everybody does.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think the coordinators that Oklahoma State has, two really solid, seemingly knowledgeable guys. Bill Young's always gotten the most out of his defenses. This offense, I think, in Brandon Weeden, a guy that really the nation doesn't know much about, but is going to be the quarterback. He's 26 years old, going to turn 27 during the season, played minor league baseball, sort of a Chris Winkie type of story with him, and a local guy who really wants, he's a Cowboy fan, so he wants to succeed, he wants to do well. You know, I think they might surprise some people. I think he might surprise some people with just how good he is. But clearly, they're going to be expected to win some games. The bar has been raised, and I don't think fans are going to be real pleased if there's no bowl come December, January for this program.
Yeah, Oklahoma State only returns 5 starters, so we'll see if he's building a program or if he was kind of relying on those other guys.